Please dial your password and press pound. Please dial your password and press pound. You have 2 new messages and 11 saved messages. To review, press 1. To send, press 2. To hear more choices, press 0. From sent today at 12:01 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid 90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
The following program contains language and subject matter that is adult in nature. Viewer discretion is advised.
When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream or a dud?
Oh! We are trying very hard to call. We are hoping we can call. I hope that we can get through to the answer.
Lucky 158.
Hello, is this Lucky 158?
Yeah.
Yes, today on Sprockets we are calling Lucky 158. We need to know, do you have celery?
Celery?
Yes, do you have celery?
Hold on a second.
Thank you very much. I'm not checking to see if we have celery today on Sprockets. We are hoping that they do. If they do not have celery, we'll have to call in the store. I hope they do. I'm not sure what is going on. They do not seem to be answering me. They told me to hold on and now they are not doing anything. What is going on?
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, today on Sprockets we are calling to know if you have celery.
Yeah, we do.
You do?
Uh-huh.
How fresh is celery?
How fresh?
Yes.
Well, I don't know how fresh it is, but we have on the, counter.
Is it crunchy?
I'll show you.
I'll show you mine if you show me yours.
When Gabriel Beck decided to join the Dream Date Video Dating Club,
need I say more?
He didn't really expect that things would change all that much.
Watch this.
Hi. I'm Susan.
I'm Felicity.
Call me Jane. Call me Bree.
This is Gabriel Beck or Dominique Lizzie.
I'll be right down.
But when his dates began to show up dead, his life changed overnight.
I'm booking you for the murders of Bree McCullough and Sue Lyon.
And for Gabe, what started out as the night of his dreams.
Hey, I thought last time was pretty great.
Yes, it was great. Do you need to ask?
Turned into a nightmarish encounter with murder.
She was dead when I got there.
The law.
Oh, your boyfriend just erased another young lady's video.
And the woman he loves.
I never should have believed you.
Now, Gabe is a pawn in a deadly dating game where to win is to survive. And the killer's next victim may just be his perfect match. Elliot Gould.
Remember me?
Lawrence Monison. Brenda Bakke. Anthony Geary. Knott's Landing's Terry Austin. And Playboy's Eloise Brody in a film about dating in the 80s. Dangerous Love.
Janine woke up in a cold sweat with one thing echoing through her brain. Who is this guy in her bathroom?
Meanwhile, Barry was thinking, whose bathroom am I in?
Janine remembered going to the party the night before and getting smashed out of her mind.
Barry remembered getting drunk and acting really stupid.
Eventually.
The whole evening came back.
Oh, I must be really stupid.
I must be really dumb.
What did I do? How did I get myself into this?
Well, what did I do? How did I get myself into this?
What about?
What about?
What about?
Celery.
Then they both realized, much to their relief, that unlike the rest of us,
they were just cartoons.
Get high.
Get stupid.
Get
celery.
Now, back to Time Machine.
You know, apparently there has been some progress in the treatment for the deadly disease called
celery.
We're going to try to find out something about it here. If we can. Hope there's an answer this late on the
celery
hotline.
Thank you for calling the San Francisco
Celery
Foundation hotline. Please stay on the line and your call will be answered by the next available
celery
operator. Partial funding for this hotline is provided by the American Red Cross. Gracias por su llamada.
Usted ha alcanzado. Oh, Jesus Christ. I guess they get celery too.
Llamada será contestada por el próximo operador disponible. Todas las líneas están ocupadas. No cuelgue. Su llamada será contestada.
Oh, Christ. Come on, man.
Please hold and your call will be taken as soon as possible. Todas las líneas están ocupadas.
God damn it.
Su llamada será contestada cuanto
antes. This could, what if somebody was, floating around on a critical list or something, man, and they had to wait for this goddamn recording. Hello? Yes, hello?
Hello?
Hi. I wonder if you could tell me. Now, I had heard something in the news about a bone marrow transplant between two identical twins, one healthy and one afflicted with
celery,
and the bone marrow transplant being a possible cure or at least remission. Have you heard anything about that?
Can you hold on? I'm going to have to ask because I haven't heard of that at all.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, okay?
Yeah.
Don't hang up now.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. He doesn't know. He hasn't heard anything about that. He said that a baby can get antibodies from the mother and not be infected.
Oh, really?
But, when it's in the womb. But he wanted to, he said, where did you hear this?
Oh, on the radio, on a news story today, so.
Oh.
Okay, I'll check with my local
celery
department, though, down here in San Jose. Thanks very much.
Yeah, they have, I'm sorry we don't have any information about that.
That's okay, thank you.
Okay, good luck. Bye-bye.
Well, there you have your latest celery update.
Here. You may start your message now.
You're a sick person. You're sick. You're sick. You're so sick. That's not even funny. I didn't even like that humor. I think you're going to burn in a stinky can of tuna. Yes, tuna. And have, no mayonnaise to go with it. Yeah, that's it. A stinky can of tuna with no mayonnaise. Got that? All right.
Hello and welcome to the dating game. And let us begin. Bachelor number one enjoys chilling out at the beach and drinking champagne. Bachelor number two enjoys going to parties and meeting fine young ladies. Bachelor number three enjoys relaxing in his Miami Beach mansion and cruising in his Cadillac Brougham with Truth and Bull. And now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring out today's contestant, Yummy.
Bachelor number one, I'll start with you. When you with a girl, what do?
I take him to the playground as quick as I can. We'll take a dip in the pool and build a castle for sand. We'll drink champagne and sing love songs. Take a ride in the van or the Cadillac Brougham. Then a trip on a ship
all in one day.
You know it, baby, because a kid don't play.
Bachelor number two, how do you know? Where in the world girls like to go?
I really don't know, but I'll take the chance. We can go to Hawaii or even Japan. Hop in my jet and get cold ill. Fly to China or maybe Brazil. Take a ride down the Nile, eat escargot. Swing through the jungle and beat a bongo.
Now, Bachelor number three, today's my day. I brought a friend home. What did you say?
Get the fuck out.
What?
Don't put a big foot in my home. Get the fuck out.
You're full of it.
Don't
bring
a
bigfoot
in my home,
huh?
Get the fuck out.
You crazy, child.
Don't bring a bigfoot in my home, huh? Get the.
My name is The Real Cat, as they call me. A few people like me, a few people don't. I'd say majority of them don't. I guess I'm just too weird or something, I don't know. Anyway, that's what you say, so when and la 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 on the screen, I don't care, because it's David Hasselhoff, Mamma Mia. Jesus, I don't know about that. Long hair sounds nice. I don't know about the beard. He killed the beard. Long hair. Long hair on the right guy. Looks so sexy. You have to go downstairs to the store. Explain. People are waiting for you. Explain. You just can't leave me hanging here, baby. You're the one who's supposed to be hanging, not me. You know what I mean. Give me a call, honey. This is the real cat.
Hello, Sledgehammer. This is Paris at box 3347, and now I share a box with Boomer. So why don't you call us back and leave a message? Maybe you can tell me a little bit about yourself, tell her a little bit about yourself, particularly maybe some of the things you like to do. I don't know, your just, you know, your hair, well, your age, your hair color, your skin color, whatever. I've got brown hair, brown eyes, brown skin. just leave me a message. I hope to hear from you soon. Bye-bye.
End of message.
WSB.
Please enter.
You're trying to bring it back. Yeah, we see it. Yeah.
Hello.
Non-entity.
Please enter your passcode. Welcome to the message center.
We're sorry. The Cellular One telephone you're trying to reach is either not turned on or it's out of the Cellular One service area.
Destination, remote outpost on the edge of the final frontier. Time of departure, T-minus 10 seconds and counting. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ready.
Just relax and enjoy the ride.
Can't
Cellular One telephone you're trying to reach is either not turned on or it's out of the Cellular One service area.
Hi, this is Ray. I'm just calling in, make a new message here. I went out last night and I I met someone real special, and she's I'm over at her house right now, and we're having a, you know, I had a really good time, and just want to say that.
Help me with my zipper.
Yeah, well, there we go. Yeah, and
oh, that's so much better.
Yeah. But anyway, I just want to say, if anybody,
God, you're such a hunk,
Ray. Thanks. I just want to say,
I want you.
Well,
I want you.
Leave a message, and I'll get back to you.
I'm waiting, Ray.
I'm on my way.
I want you to make wild, violent love.
Okay. You dirty slut.
Frankie, what are you doing here? I thought you were out of town.
Oh, my
That's
God.
What I wanted you to think. I expected a little more from you, Ray.
What?
You think I care about a loser like Ray? I did it to hurt you.
Hurt me? Well, your teaching days are over, street me.
Frankie, what are you doing with that gun?
I'm going to teach you and this little know-nothing wimp a lesson.
What?
That's what I'm doing with the gun.
No.
No, Frankie. You think I enjoy going to bed with a worm like Brad?
Shut up! Worm? The history, Sherry. Satisfied, Ray? Happy now, buddy? Well, you're going to have to live with that still for the rest of life. You know what else, Ray? We're going to have to live with this, too. Wait!
Oh, wait, I have to talk to Kim. I have to ask
her. Well, ask her now.
No.
Okay.
Hey, Denny. Running water in the background.
Denny.
Yeah.
What? Warm urine. It's
Denny
urine. That's
urine.
Yeah. Somebody's
right.
Urinating into a toilet.
I wasn't.
Yeah, I know.
Denny.
What? It's warm urine.
I was listening to you on the radio.
It's sweet urine. Sweet urine on stage now at the Concord Pavilion.
Wait, hang on. Who else going on with
a message to? Sweet urine and green vomit.
163.
Send one to Jennifer.
There it goes.
This is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. Green vomit, warm urine.
Oh. Grace. We got a guy out here I got to get rid of?
Yeah, Denny. Yeah, but not on 8.
It's on number 8. Do number
no,
8, Denny.
Not.
Denny, do number 8 now.
No, it's not.
Do it, Denny.
I'm getting rid of 3 and 4.
No.
No, don't do 4.
How much?
Line 5. After this recording, you'll be connected to a free party line, or you'll be connected one-on-one. If you're connecting one-on-one, there'll be music when there's no one on the other line. This call is free, plus toll if any. Please keep your language clean. Somewhere, lurking out there, might be someone dangerous, so proceed at your own risk. Anyone under 18 years of age, ask your parents before talking to strangers. If you're into freaking, this is not the right place to be telling people about it. The system operator's number is 8191. If you have a conflict with someone, please try not to fight on the line. This is the place for friends. You're on line number 5. Lady may be asked what line you're on. If you don't know, you will be cut off. You're on line number 5.
Choose 1 for the living room for general conversation. Choose 2 for the master bedroom for private conversation. Choose 3 for the spare bedroom for private conversation. Choose 4 to play the maze. Choose 5 to go to the post office. Choose 6 for a list of post office directory numbers. Choose 7 to gamble for more time. Or 0 for the news. You are now entering the living room. If you hear music, please stay on the line. Someone else will be calling shortly. Choose 1 for the living room. You are now entering the master bedroom.
You have a right to be free.
You are now entering the spare bedroom.
The last person to successfully escape the maze was...
Hi, this is Scotty P. terminating you-know-who.
You enter the labyrinth and the large iron door is clanging shut behind you. From here, you can only go east. East is number 6 on your touch-tone phone. press star at any time to return to the main menu. You can go south, east, or west. Dead end. You can only go east from here. You can go south, east, or... You can go north or south. You can go south, east, or west. You can go east or west. You can go south, east, or west.
I said I was Albert, and you said you were me. And Marina, Serena, her eyes are out of the shop. I said I was Albert, and you said you were me.
And Marina, Serena, her eyes are out of the shop.
I said I was Albert, and you said you were me.
And Marina,
I said I was Albert, and you said you were me.
Yeah, Marina, Serena, her eyes are out of the shop.
Yeah, Marina, Serena, her eyes are out.
I said I was Albert,
yeah,
and you
Marina,
said you
Serena,
were me.
Her eyes are out of the shop.
Yeah, Marina, Serena, her eyes are out of the shop.
Ciao, 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 ciao. 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 Hinja. Hinja. Hinja.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
I say,
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Let's see how we can do it. Let's go. Let's go. Thank you. Thank you.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm out.
I'm out.
Wait a minute. How could you be me?
Now I'm confused. Now I'm confused.
Now
I'm confused.
Now I'm confused.
I think we should get on.
All right, we should get up.
I think we should get on.
All right, we should get up.
I think we should get on.
White nylon.
What else? I don't have any freckles. I have like three on my face. That's it. Little tiny freckles on my face. And I have like two or three on my shoulders. And that's it. I don't have any other freckles on my body. You'd like to check and find out. Well, good. Well, we have an obsession with memory glands. The size of the cup and how firm and round they are. Well, just in case you're curious, they're 38 C's. And they are, I don't know, I think I should get a little bigger myself. Because when you lay down, they kind of go to the side. They look fine. I mean, anyway, they're perky, kind of. I mean, when they get turned on, you know. And I guess that's about it. What else you want to know, honey? I'm called the Real Cat because I can purr, I can growl, and ooh, baby, I'm a pussy. Every way you mean it. Hope to God they don't mean it meanwise, but what else can I say?
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, whoa,
whoa! Oh, I'm chewing a piece of gum, by the way. It's very delicious. Bet you taste even better, though, huh? So, what else is there to say? I guess nothing, so this is the Real Cat. I know.
And this positively infantile preoccupation with bosoms. In all my time in this wretched, godforsaken country, the one thing that has appalled me most of all is this preposterous preoccupation with bosoms. Don't you realize that they've become the dominant theme in American culture? In literature, advertising, in all fields of entertainment, in everything. I'll wager you anything you like. If American women stopped wearing brassieres, your whole national economy would collapse overnight. human, I want it to be a girl. I want it to be a pretty girl, and I don't want to have diseases. Is that asking too much, Steve?
Steve. Is that asking too fucking much? Look at you, you little nothing shrimp stoner burnout. Fuck, you got to fuck all these girls. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, you fuck, fuck. I need sex. If I don't get sexed pretty soon, it's going to start ruining the quality of my messages, and then everyone will suffer. So it's in your own best interest to fix me up with someone. I want a prostitute friend of Ross's. I want real prostitute needs, and not that fucking butt steak.
Hi, this is a hot, tall, blonde nurse who has no gag reflex and is dying to hear from you.
Men are attracted to me for the way I look and not my mind. I consider myself to be very mature, responsible.
I'm 5'7", I weigh about 125 pounds. I have a very high sexual libido. I'm always horny and I can never get enough. So if you think you can keep up with me, please leave me a message. 3858. I can't wait to talk to you.
I'm looking for someone who could last a long time in foreplay. Someone who doesn't mind enjoying spending the half the night touching each other, caressing each other, making each other feel so good without actual sex. Someone who could handle that.
I don't have a lot of experience with this. I enjoy toys, lotions, oils, lingerie, mutual solo masturbation, fantasies, role-playing, adult videos, oral and anal, light DNS and B&D. I'm intrigued by cross-dressers, TVs, and TSs.
If you are well-hung and very talented at both orally and sexually pleasuring women, and if you can last a really long time for some marathon sex sessions, then I would love to hear from you and possibly meet. Please leave me a very descriptive and detailed message outlining just what you would do to me if you were here with me right now.
I'm an open-minded and adventurous couple or single lady for great adult fun. So if that's you and you would like to have someone to share all those great times with, no strings attached, but I am interested in a long term. If that's you, please hook up. San Jose.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wired tripped? Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wired tripped?
Music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to write?
You talking to me? Talking to me?
I told you, homeboy, can't touch this. Yeah, that's how we living, and you know, can't touch this.
Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wired tripped? Have you ever jacked in? Have you ever wired tripped?
Fresh new kicks and bands, you got it like that. Now you know you wanna dance, so move out of your seat and get a fly girl and catch this.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Please enter your passcode. Please enter your passcode.
Give me a song, a rhythm, making them sweat. That's what I'm giving them now. They know, you talk about the hammer, you talk about a show. Yeah.
The call you have made requires a 20-cent deposit. Please hang up momentarily.
Burn the charts, legit. Either work hard or you might as well quit.
Stop playing with yourself.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye.
Also, the day before I asked a question, if you had to choose, okay, you couldn't have both. If you had to choose either between oral sex or sexual intercourse, what would it be? Four of you said oral sex.
four of you said sexual intercourse. Four of you left messages but did not reply to the message, to the question. And two of you said both. Well, you were ignorant. That's okay. You don't have to conform here at Clubman Expression. Anyway.
What is this?
It's really close.
What the hell? I've never been so morally outraged in my life. Well, they'd never put stuff like that on the phone. I must have dialed the wrong number. I better try it again.
Oh,
Christ in heaven. Oh, God help us. Well, this is demoralizing, degrading, and disgusting. I'm real shook up. I've never been so shook up. I can't believe this is happening to me. There must be something wrong with the phone. I better try it again.
You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
What happened? What happened to the lady? They can't do this. They can't do this to me. Hello? What's the matter with the telephone? I've got to call repair service. I'm going to cancel my magazine subscription. I'll tell you one thing. I'm going to cancel.
You mean something?
I'm on one.
My name's Nicole.
Nicole. Oh, man, they're whipping people.
Okay, so everybody knows my name now. It's S-E-S.
S-E-S.
Yeah.
N-E-S-T-L-E-S.
Hey, Mouse, can you mellow out?
I'm mellowed out, man.
Number one, just shut up for a minute.
You know?
Steven.
Put tape over your
semen.
Semen.
Part
semen.
Of the ear.
Semen. Semen.
Put a tape over your mouth.
Put tape over the receiver on the ear part.
That was cool, Jerry.
Use a plug to plug your anus. Put tape over the ear part of your phone.
Steven.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
16.
Wow.
Woo!
No, you're not. No, you're not.
Round of applause. Hey, well, I'm 24.
That's well, nice. Get one out here.
Hey, Steve. Out.
Who is that?
Steve.
Who's on seven?
I am. I just
Hey, Steve.
Who is
that? My name is Steven, not Steve.
No, I'm not talking to you.
Steven. Steven.
Who's on seven?
Wait, Mr. 115. Over here, bro. Show, Joe Mo.
Dave's on seven.
Who's on nine?
Dave's on nine. Dave is on nine. Get rid of him.
Dave the motivator.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Dave.
How you doing? Oh, that's the guy. I thought it was Steve.
Number one, keep your voice down.
We're talking to Sledgehammer. Would it be Sledge?
Some people use air.
Number one.
Sledge.
Yeah.
Are
it's past your bedtime.
Go
to sleep.
I don't go to sleep. I'm up all hours of the night.
Well,
Sledge!
It's your past your bedtime. Wait, Dave.
Yeah, I should stay up all hours of the night. What's that?
You're Sledge?
No, I'm trying to talk to Sledge. Hey.
Sledge is on the line.
Sledge is on the line, yeah.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah. No, this is Dutch. Oh, it's Dutch, yeah.
Today it's Dutch, yesterday it was Sledge. 84.
Hey, Dutch. Hey, Dutch. I mean, Mr. One Fifth. Dave, it's Dave.
Oh, Dave.
On this line, it's...
You may start your message now.
Well, I never much cared for my name, even when I could remember it.
Welcome to the message center.
Hi. Oh, come on, honey. Please, can I play with your box?
No.
Please, honey. We never do anything. You're so cold. You just sit there and then you just tell people what to do and leave messages, and you're just like a little operator, but you'll never let me kiss you. Please let me kiss you.
No.
Oh, please. What do you want me to do?
Record.
Record what?
A greeting for your caller.
Oh, man, I don't want to. Don't make me do that again.
Record a greeting for your caller.
Okay, but can't we please just have a little sex first?
No.
Oh, man.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye. 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 Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye. 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 Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye. 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 Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye. 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 Mailbox is full. Please try again later. 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 Bye.
Non sequitur. Your facts are uncoordinated.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye.
Non sequitur. Your facts are uncoordinated.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye.
Non sequitur. Your facts are uncoordinated.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye.
Non sequitur. Your facts are uncoordinated.
Mailbox is full. Please try again later. Bye. 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 End of message.
Refund on the grounds she didn't do anything. If she refuses to take her clothes off, you must call within 5 minutes. If you agree with the girl to see her another day or make any other deal with her, no refund will be made. Notice that the written contract states that if you ask a girl to engage in sex for money, she can leave immediately and...
Call me. Hello, where are you? Oh, we call me for your sleep. Okay. Hey, pick up the phone. I'm getting tired. I want to go to bed. I can't stop thinking about why you won't pick up the phone. Oh, come on. Well, call me when you get this message. Good night. Good night. Okay, bye. I still miss you. Maybe now you'll know what it's like to miss me. I guess. Please don't turn on your editing machine again. Are you going to pick up the phone? Hello?
Why don't you just pick up the phone? Why do I have to go through this? Will you pick up the phone? I'll let you go to sleep. I have one thing to say.
Mm-hmm. I can still feel lots of love for you. I still love you. Actually, I'm wrong. I can't feel it anymore. I couldn't feel it when I said it. I can feel that I miss your touch. I know I miss you. Your touch, your presence, and I guess that's love, right? I just don't feel it when I say it. Love.
Hey, babe.
Now. messages that are given to me? Who are you? Where are you? Who is number two? Perhaps you know. I'm not sure. Where am I? Who are you? What do you want? Here? Tell them to go back. They won't get what they came for. Be seeing you.
Anyway, as I gotta get out of here, and you have a good day, as we are going to have. Be seeing you late.
You have been listening to episode 24 of Midnight Voice Jail, titled The Maze. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and the National Cynical Network. Additional material provided by HolyZoo.com. You can visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to Angel D. Monique and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.